We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network, quarter number four. We're trying to wrap up strong this week. Obviously, might have been a banner show for me. I'm Andy Shea, according to Ross. He's Ross Tucker. Bob Flounders.
He's going to savage you during this segment now.
He's coming. He's going to close strong, right? He's going to close strong, just like he does every other week with me. But we have for you this week, we've got five potential spring breakout candidates.
I read that story.
You did?
Who wrote that? It was a good one. Must have been Pickle?
Yeah. Hockensmith? I think it was either Pickle or Hockensmith.
It was on PennLive.com.
Dave Jones.
Written by Bob Flounders. He identified the who, what, where's, and why he thinks they are potential spring breakout candidates. The five are KJ Hamler, wide receiver, linebacker Jan Johnson, safety Aaron Monroe, linebacker Cam Brown, and defensive end Shane Simmons. I don't know if we'll get to the ones that Ross fancies the most.
This is the first in a series, so we'll be talking about more, but I'm just saying of these five, you kind of just see where they're at.
So let's start with linebacker Jan Johnson. He's a redshirt junior. He redshirted in 15. He was forced into action in 2016. He's a walk-on. He played, I think it was less than a handful of plays against Michigan.
Got hurt.
Before he suffered a serious injury.
What about the intangibles for him? He's the only national champion on the team.
That's right. I think
he's a very good wrestler.
Two-time state champion.
Yeah, but one-time national champ. He was on the team, their wrestling team.
That's right.
He was their heavyweight half the season.
He was.
I've never heard this before. He literally got taken off the football team. Cale Sanderson called James Franklin and said, our heavyweight got hurt. We know Jan's not going to play for you guys as a walk-on true freshman. Can we have him? And that's interesting because that evidently doesn't affect his football eligibility.
I don't think it
because
does.
He redshirted football that year but wrestled that year. Mm-hmm. He won his first match too, which is crazy. He's like weighing like 215, 220. Watching those heavyweights the other night against Iowa, he's too light for those guys. That Iowa kid's a monster.
Most importantly, he's from Governor Mifflin High School.
Which yes, is in Berks County.
There you go.
He was Berks County, Reading, where I'm from.
Quarterback. Quarterback.
Option quarterback.
Option quarterback.
Option quarterback.
Veer offense.
He started definitely on defense in ninth grade and played on offense and was starting quarterback for 3 years. He is a tremendous he's a tremendous athlete, but I don't mean – like the raw testing numbers. Like two-time state champ wrestling, four-year starter in football, played both ways. He was their punter. He was their kicker. You know, when he would win in wrestling, he would do a front flip on the mat.
Yep.
He just doesn't run that well. I'm serious. He just doesn't run. Like his scholarships out of high school were Akron, Fordham. Yeah. His scholarships were the guy that runs a 4.8, not a 4.6.
So, Ross, compare him to another wrestler that made hay at Penn State as a linebacker. Did Brandon Smith wrestle?
I think he did. Yeah. He did. And Brandon Smith, by the way, I've told you the story before, but Princeton wanted him bad.
Yeah. Man crush.
Bad. But he wanted to go to Penn State. And, look, it ended up working out for him. I think similar. I think Jan's a bigger kid. I don't know that we've seen enough of Jan yet to know that he's quite as – instinctive and quite as smart as Brandon Smith was, but the fact that he's played some already and the fact that you had him in your story tells me here's what I envision happening, right? It's spring ball, it's Ellis Brooks, Micah Parsons, and Jan Johnson for middle linebacker, right? Micah Parsons never played the position, probably doesn't really know what's going on. Ellis Brooks, true freshman, I mean, he'll be a redshirt freshman. Probably having some mental errors in there. And so I know personnel people, they usually want the height, weight, speed, all that stuff. But nothing drives coaches crazier than when they're on the practice field or the game field and guys are screwing up. More than anything else, they just want the guys to do what they're supposed to do.
Right.
And so I envision a lot of spring practices where Brent Pry says, Jan, get back in there. Jan, get in there. And so you know what ends up happening? He ends up becoming the starting linebacker. I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but You need to be able to trust that position. And you can coach around athletic limitations. You can't coach around mental errors because you don't know when they're coming. So I wouldn't be surprised. I thought you including him was good, Bob. You know, he's the type of guy like Brandon Smith that they're always going to try to play somebody over him. They're always going to think that they could get better. But I don't know if they, when it really comes down to it, if they will. And by the way, I know he's a walk-on, but, you know, yeah, you're getting multiple scholarship offers. You're not like some – it's not like Bob Flounders walking on. You know what I mean?
Penn State's shown they're not afraid to put one-time walk-ons on the field in big spots on defense. They've already shown it.
Yep.
So I think if you're Jan Johnson, you look at what they did with Brandon Smith. Yeah, there's a need there, but so what? I mean, if he's opportunistic and he has a good spring and summer – at the very least, if he's not starting, he's going to be in their top six, I think, if he has a good spring and summer.
This is a shot. Opportunity's knocking. You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network, on air, online, and on TV with Fox 43. When it comes to Penn State football, we got you covered. It's quarter four, the last one for this week. Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker, I'm Andy Shea. We got some potential spring breakout candidates. We've got five of them. I don't know how many we're going to get to, but we got five on deck for you. Let's keep it moving. We talked about Jan Johnson. I'd like to go to wide receiver KJ Hamler. He's coming off his red shirt, second year at Penn State. He's a potential slot guy, 5'9", 175 pounds or so. Penn State needs a slot. What are your thoughts on why he is a potential breakout? It's because they have a need, and you think he fits it, Bob?
A couple things about him, just real quick. Went to the school originally that Allen Robinson went to in Michigan, Lake St. Orchards, or Orchard. It's St. Mary's Orchard. It's in Michigan. Allen Robinson went there. Then he went to IMG.
Right.
Redshirted last year. He's obviously built similarly to Brandon Polk, who I think is also in the slot receiver conversation. But it's also important to note that Penn State does not typecast their slot guys as small guys.
Correct.
They put Deshaun Hamilton in the slot, so who knows what they're thinking. I think he projects best inside. I don't think he's going to be a guy you're going to see outside. They like those guys to be a little bit bigger. You just wonder if can he push for time in the slot, and can he help at some point in special teams, possibly as a returner? I think you're going to know fairly soon in spring. You wait for James Franklin or some players to mention guys. If you hear his name early in spring, I think he's got a chance to impact the team in the fall.
All right, let's move on. This one, I think,
is... I would just say, I'll just piggyback. The opportunity's there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like Brandon Polk has right. like
absolutely, absolutely.
Has like shown himself where he's definitely the slot guy.
Correct.
The opportunity is there, and I thought, did you reference this already? But I thought that there were some reports that they kind of liked what Hamler and Hippenhammer were doing in fall practice.
Yeah.
Did the defensive guys mention them?
I think
the coaches. Maybe?
It's usually the defensive guys that are a little bit more effusive in their praise than the coaching staff. So
they were always talking about
CJ
Thorpe and Desmond Holmes too, and the job that those guys were doing.
That's Sutherland was a good another sign. Guy. Sutherland was another guy. The safety, Jonathan.
Speaking of safeties, let's talk about Aaron Monroe. Mm.
An enigma in my mind. An enigma.
He's got the size. He's got the speed to start. He hasn't cleared that final hurdle. He's what Ross was talking about earlier. Monroe, get out. Get back in there, Nick Scott. You know, that kind of thing.
Apke, get back in there.
Yeah. He, at his core, he's a ball hawk. He's been good on special teams, but he can't find his way onto the
field.
Read
the tea leaves, man. Lamont Wade's at safety. Nick Scott is getting praised all over the place for his workouts, and they've already made him a captain for the special teams. I think Aaron Monroe has to win the job. I don't think he is going to be handed any jobs. He's going to have to knock out the champ. I'd say right now, I think things look good for Wade and it looked good for Nick Scott, but there's still time. But the fact that we're still talking – we were talking about Aaron Monroe a little bit last year at this time as a guy
we
that
were.
looks the part. But I just think that they're not – their mind is not made up on Aaron.
What usually happens, my guess is their mind is probably almost made up.
And, I was trying to be nice. No,
but what usually happens is a guy is just too inconsistent because he's definitely flashed. I really liked his high school video. I was high on him a lot. He was a ball hawk. And I even had Penn State people tell me that everything comes easily for him. He does everything well. He just, and nobody's told me this, but the fact he just must be inconsistent and or not reliable. And that's, you can't put guys out there that, the exact conversation we had about middle linebacker. You can't put guys out there, and I don't know this, maybe I'm wrong, but if he's got all the physical ability in the world, he must not always be where he's supposed to be or do what he's supposed to do, and you can't play those guys. You know how many NFL guys I saw? You know how many NFL offensive linemen I went to camp with that I looked at the guy, I was like, whoa, he's way better than me. You know, in terms of their height, weight, speed, one-on-one pass pro. But then a blitz comes, they don't pick up the will linebacker, the quarterback gets killed. They can't have that. You cannot have mental errors at that level. Keep it rolling.
We got a couple more. Let's see if we get to them.
Ross just talked for 4 minutes. Hey, keep it rolling.
Hey, I'm going to jump in here. Linebacker Cam Brown. He's entering his third season. Yeah. 6'5", 225. Or 227, sorry. That's not your typical height and weight thing, but he's not typical anything. He's rangy, extremely athletic. He played some last year, 12 games, finished with 31 tackles. Why is this a breakout for him, Bob?
He's an athlete. It's
room's
now
open.
I think it's now or never. I mean, he's never going to have a better opportunity. I mean, there are openings at the end of the linebacker in. He has to seize this opportunity. I know he's flashed as a special teams player, and you've seen spurts where he's played well in a reserve role. He's got interesting size. I don't know how much more weight you want to add on him. I would think a little bit more, but you don't want to bulk him up too much either. The question, Ross, is what does he do well, and how can Penn State use him?
I think what he does well right now is he runs well. I think he blitzes off the edge pretty well. I told you guys when he was in high school, I thought he'd end up at defensive end.
Right.
I think because he hasn't really grown that much, and maybe that's by design, and because they have 17 really good defensive ends, that's why he hasn't moved up to defensive end. I think he's kind of miscast. I think reading offenses, reading blocking schemes, I don't think that comes naturally for him. He makes a lot of his tackles 7 yards downfield just by running people down. You know, Brandon Smith makes most of his tackles at the line of scrimmage.
Right.
And I think that's the issue right now for Cam Brown, unfortunately. We'll see. I mean, I'd be surprised if he doesn't start this year.
This is his third year. There's still time, but I think Ross has done a great job of talking about what he doesn't necessarily do well yet. But when you're an athlete like that, if the light goes on this year, I think he can win the starting job.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Ross.
You're welcome.
For everybody at the Keystone Sports Network, thank you for joining us. Have a good weekend. We are out. This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.